With a look at Radio K-Man's Midday News, I'm Dion Anglin. Dr. Robert Parr appeared in summary court on Tuesday, facing three charges of animal cruelty. Radio K-Man's Jeffy Ebanks reports.
The chief magistrate outlined the accusations, which claimed that between October 2025 and January 2026, at a Beach Bay address, Dr. Parr, as the owner of the animal, caused unnecessary suffering by failing to take the animal to a licensed veterinary clinic for a dental condition and failing to provide clean water. He pled not guilty to all three of the allegations. His bail was extended until his next court appearance on the 13th of August. The charges fall under Section 70 of the Animal Cruelty Act, which makes it an offense to cause unnecessary suffering to an animal through neglect, mistreatment, or failure to act. A conviction on summary trial carries a maximum penalty of $4,000 and 1 year's imprisonment. Jevy Ebanks, Radio K-Man News.
Staying with court, a woman has pleaded not guilty in summary court to a charge of common assault. The court has imposed reporting restrictions under the Youth Act and Criminal Procedure Code, meaning no identifying details of either the defendant or the complainant can be published. The allegation is that the woman struck the complainant with a book. The defendant, who has the right to work in the islands, remains on bail and is represented by Samson Law. The court has directed the relevant government department to monitor the situation and raised concerns about the nature of the charge. The Office of the Director of Public Prosecution said it is reviewing the charge ahead of the trial scheduled for August. The summary court has welcomed a new face, Mr. Dwayne Murray, magistrate from Trinidad and Tobago. He appeared in Tuesday's main criminal list sitting, observing the proceedings of the chief magistrate, Her Honorable Angeline Hernandez. Once he steps fully into the role, he'll become the only male permanent magistrate on the bench. The summary court serves as the island's court of first instance and handles cases from crime and civil litigation to domestic violence matters and specialist courts like youth, traffic, and drug rehabilitation and other specialty courts. And local gas prices spike for the second week in a row. Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller has more.
According to the Utility Regulation and Competition Office, the average price of self-service regular gas has jumped another 8 cents after a 25 cent spike the week before. It's now $5.94 a gallon. The average price for premium self-service rose another 13 cents to $6.46. Again, that's on the back of a 26-cent increase the previous week. On the flip side, the average price of diesel fell a nickel to $6.18 a gallon. According to Offreg, you can get the cheapest self-service regular gas at AA Red Bay for $5.78. That's up 12 cents from the last check on June 24th. On the diesel side of things, refuel at the airport has the lowest price at $5.75 a gallon. Offreg says folks in Cayman Brac saw a bit of relief with prices falling 4 cents to $6.15 a gallon. Little Cayman residents are still paying $7.25. I'm Carsley Fuller.
You can find the latest gas prices at offreg.ky. And now for a look at news from around the world, here's the BBC.
BBC News with David Harper. The UN's Children's Agency is warning that twin earthquakes that struck Venezuela a week ago have exacerbated the risk of child exploitation and trafficking. Local charities have documented reports of rescued children going missing and online ads suspected of trying to sell under-18s. Nigeria says it plans to seek compensation from South Africa for Nigerian nationals who fled anti-migrant violence there. A third group of Nigerians were repatriated on Tuesday from South Africa when large-scale protests were held calling on all undocumented migrants to leave. At least six people have died in a fire at an apartment block in the Belgian city of Antwerp. Thick smoke was seen billowing from the upper floors of the 10-storey building where more than 200 people live. Reports from Germany say federal prosecutors have filed charges against a Ukrainian national over the blowing up in 2022 of the Nord Stream pipelines. The attack released record-breaking amounts of methane into the Baltic Sea and left the multi-billion dollar gas pipelines from Russia to Germany inoperable. Spain's health ministry says there were more than 1,000 deaths in June attributable to heat. The figure is more than twice the number in the same period last year, which was Spain's hottest June ever recorded. An ultra-traditionalist Catholic group has consecrated four new bishops in defiance of Pope Leo. The Pope had urged the breakaway Society of St. Pius X not to go ahead with what he called a schismatic act. Investigators in Germany have raided the headquarters of the country's football association in Frankfurt and other locations. They're looking into allegations of ticket violations at the Euro 2024 tournament, which Germany hosted.
That's it for Radio Cayman's Midday News. I'm Dion Anglin.